It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Joy!
I'm not going to worry about your level of concern.
Joy and double joy!
We talking about Twitter.
Triple joy!
Think of how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that.
Quadruple joy!
Everything hurts. Everything hurts.
Not good enough.
This is not a normal episode of What Jin's Talking About. I'm suffering from COVID. The first time I got it was at Ben's last game, either the stadium or maybe the airport, probably the airport, but, you know, I felt like I knew what I was getting into. This time it's worse, though. Like, whatever's coming out of my nose right now reminds me of the water you'll find in the Monongahela River from West Brownsville. I've been laying around, not even watching TV, more like just beaming it into my eyes. And yes, I've read Gerrymander's four arguments, you know. I watched a lot of stuff I never would watch. Like, I watched the Tom Brady roast. Didn't love it. But what stuck with me the most is something that Ben Affleck said, and he wasn't really telling jokes, at least well-written jokes, but he was talking with passion. So I know that it was important to him. And he said something to the effect of, you know, if you're out there hating on your keyboard, you're not a fan. And I just was like, couldn't agree more, you know? Your toxic takes are affecting Batman. They can affect anyone, you know? Especially our boys in the black and gold. It's What Jin's Talking About. The conversation about the conversation. And the conversation is Pittsburgh Steelers, hot and toxic takes. Let's get to the takes, starting with let's start with these Tomlin takes. Like, are we in bizarro world this week? What is going on? First up, no? At Blitzburg. Willie Colon thinks Mike Tomlin is on the hot seat. What? You mean Super Bowl champion Willie Colon? I had to hear what he had to say for himself. This was on the Craig Carton podcast.
The issue with Mike Tomlin right now is he wins games he's supposed to win, but he loses games he shouldn't lose. Go back to this year. He lost to the Patriot Cardinals. Had no business losing those games. And now the organization is frustrated, right? Sure. Because they're looking at an organization right now who is well above average. They can go right with them. And then they lose bonehead games. And they're saying to myself, well, who are the Pittsburgh Steelers? Are they the bullies or are they the dweebs? Right now, when you lose to the Patriots and the Cardinals, you look like dweebs, right?
Okay. Who's going to look like the dweeb when Mike Tomlin gets his extension next month? Ugh. I can remember a time, and a lot of you will, younger people won't, but I can remember a time before all this sports talk on TV, and it was just SportsCenter. You know, it was SportsCenter, Patrick Oberman, or any of the iterations after that, man. And that's all we needed was sports highlights and some fun catchphrases and jokes. All this sports talk is just not insightful at all. And, you know, for Willie Colon to think that Mike Tomlin is on the hot seat, come on, man. I know we all got to come up with content. And that probably wasn't even the main topic of the show. I don't know much about Craig Carlton show, but luckily I'm not the only one coming to Coach Tomlin's defense. Who is coming to his defense? I don't know. How about a Cincinnati Bengal? Like, what is going on at Nightcap Show? Nightcap. Ocho ain't with Willie Colon and his Mike Tomlin slander. That's right. We've got Ocho Cinco coming to Tomlin's defense.
For one, the only Willie Colon I know is a Spanish singer. Let's start there. So I'm trying to understand Mr. Willie Colon, why his words and how he feels and what he's saying holds any weight.
When prominent players play for an organization and they speak negative about the organization, it carries a little bit more weight than some casual. If you were to say something negative about Cincinnati, people are going to listen.
I don't even know who that is. Tell Willie go sit down somewhere, man. I know Willie Parker.
I know Willie Parker. is Ocho from LSU? That sounded like I know Willie Parker. What is going on? Night is day, day is night. Maybe it's this COVID I've got. But not that Ocho really went into details there to defend Tomlin, but if Ocho isn't on board, we've got more testimonials. This is what you got to say about Tomlin. Everyone who talks about him, you never hear anything bad. In fact, it's just like better and better and better. Each person out compliments the last one. You know, we got whether it's Ray McLeod,
Coach T. Besides my Lord and Savior, Coach T. saved me.
You know, that's what Mike Tomlin brings. We've got another testimonial from at Kyle Beagle, master at handling personalities, Jericho Cotchery on playing for Mike Tomlin. Now, so Jericho Cotchery was on the Sports Spectrum podcast. And, you know, that's what everyone wants to know from Tomlin's players. Tell me about Tomlin.
I mean, he was awesome. I mean, he was everything, you know, that you would want a coach to be. You know, some coaches are X's and O's. Some coaches just know how to deal with personalities and know how to get past the Sunday and all of that. But he was everything in one, you know.
Let's stop there. Everything in one. You know, so these people that are like, oh, Tomlin's not a game manager or he doesn't, you know, whatever. Let's keep going.
And he was great with the X's and O's. Everybody that's come across him know that he's a really smart guy. You know, and he studies a lot of film. And so you're going to know your opponent when you play for him. But I also saw him as a master at handling personalities.
What?
And so I was really impressed, you know, what? Once I got there from the time I got there. I think he was year five as a head coach when what? I got there, but he was already full steam in how to run an organization. And so, yeah, I was really impressed with my time there. Loved him as a coach.
Loved him as a coach. Has anyone ever said anything critical? You know, has anyone ever said anything other than, man, Mike Tomlin changed the direction of my life for the better, you know? Even minor things, like, oh, some people say, oh, he's not good at clock management, whatever. Like, I don't even hear people saying that, like, oh, you know, Tomlin's great, you know, wish we could have got more points before the half or something. You know, who's been critical? Has anyone? Even AB. How about, AB is talking about Tomlin at Blitzburg. Antonio Brown told Jason Whitlock, all right, I don't have the sound for this. I don't even listen to Jason Whitlock. Even I have my limits, sick on COVID. Anyway, nothing wants to work. Great. At Blitzburg. Antonio Brown told Jason Whitlock that Mike Tomlin was a father figure to him. Mike Tomlin, that dude was like my pops, to be honest. Ever since I met Mike Tomlin, I always knew I'll have success. I feel like when I went to the Steelers, Mike Tomlin, once I saw him and talked with him, I knew I was going to the Steelers. Mike Tomlin was that father figure for me. Outside of coach, obviously as a coach and the minutiae of a coach, he was always challenging me to be the utmost. You know, AB doesn't say anything nice about anybody. Gosh. But and Jason Whitlock is probably the biggest Tomlin hater in the media sphere, certainly nationally. So, you know, AB said it straight for him. And I maybe I should have listened to see if Whitlock had anything snarky to say. But, you know, AB will talk trash on everybody out there. But Mike Tomlin was his, you know, like a father. Like, come on, this guy is your coach. How many of you can say your boss is like a father figure to you? Hot seat, you know, give me a break. When's Tomlin going to be on the hot seat? Never. It's just,
you don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's just annoying.
Just annoying. There is no hot seat for Tomlin. And I've said it, I say it week in and week out. So this is probably old news to some of you. It's like, despite the playoff losses, what Tomlin brings is worth more than anything. And, you know, they're going to build statues of this guy, especially after he serves in the U.S. Senate. Let's talk wide receivers. That's the other, I guess, big news, right? Let's go back to Blitzburg. Blitzburg, on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you about the Steelers' wide receivers core? I don't know if I'm worried. I don't know if that's the verb I would use, but, you know, I'm perplexed. How about on a scale of 1 to 10, my perplexity is an 8. 8, maybe 9. My perplexity is an 8. It's just like, I don't know, like, a lot of people are saying Calvin Austin II can line up on the outside fine. You know, they said he did it half the time last season, especially when DJ was hurt. Okay, all right. I'll give you that. I'm not buying we'll get to Roman. Will we get to Roman? I don't think the rookie is gonna be overachieving this freshman year. Rookie year, whatever. I'm sorry, I'm loopy. Let's get back to the takes. At Mazursky 8895. That's a Yinzer name. Mazursky. Baku. We couldn't give Boyd $4 million? ? Chill out, gang. We're getting DK June 1st. Man, I hope. I know some people think these June 1st cuts are going to open up some players for us, but I mean, that's certainly some long game chess Omar's playing, if that's the case. But not that I'm saying I wanted Tyler Boyd, necessarily. But it would be nice to have a name. A DK Metcalf? Yeah, that's a name. This isn't a hot seat moment, but I will critique Tomlin currently as we sit here in May on this DJ trade, because I don't know what we've got in our wide receiver room, and neither does. Oh, God. At Jim Wexel, James C. Wexel, insider. Better get used to Van Jefferson or Scotty Miller, I guess, now, right? Like, why not Martavius Bryant? I'd rather, at least that's a known quantity. I guess a Scotty Miller or a Van Jefferson is a known quantity for others in the league, but I wouldn't mind rolling back with Martavius Bryant. I think I jinxed him. I saw his cousin at a 7-Eleven in North Hollywood, and she saw me in my gear, and she was like, hey, my cousin's a Steeler. This was a few years back, obviously. And I was like, oh, he's your cousin, Martavius Bryant. This is when he was suspended. So I was just like, yeah, we're rooting for him. I represented all of Steeler Nation, which probably very few were rooting for him. And I think I jinxed him, just like I gave the jinx to Chase Claypool when I saw him at my Ralph's in Van Nuys, California. And I gave him the bump, and I think it was the jinx. Am I the jinx? Maybe I'm the Steelers jinx. If that's the case, Scotty Miller, maybe he will be. Okay, moving on. At Michael Beck 56, Michael Beck, if and when the Steelers add another receiver, if it's a 700-yardish guy like Zay Jones or Darius Slayton trade, I think that tells you they expect Roman Wilson to be the number two wide out. Pardon me. Now, I'm not on this train at all. I mean, I want the rookie to succeed. I want him to be the number one. Wouldn't it be nice in 10 years from be like, yeah, Roman Wilson, Steeler for life. But I am skeptical of that as we sit here in May. Rookie receivers don't always contribute. Yeah, Juju, second rounder. Chase Claypool, great rookie season, second rounder. Pickens didn't necessarily start week one. Actually, I think he did get the start week one. But, he had three targets that first game. And there was a three wideout start. That's why, because it was DJ, Chase, and Pickens got the start. But, look back at DJ's rookie year. That was a productive rookie season. But that week one game, the starters were Dante Moncrief. Right? I don't think DJ was, I think he got like 30% of the snaps in September. Dante Moncrief was the starting receiver. So I'm not counting on these rookie receivers. You want Roman Wilson to be, maybe. Great. Let's see it happen. How about this take? At JN_Steve, Jonathan. Arthur Smith's number two wideouts in Atlanta, 2023, Mac Hollins, 2022, Olamide Zaccheaus. That's a name. Of course, a guy named Zaccheaus is going to be short, right? 5'8". 2021, Russell Gage. Combine that with the fact that Roman Wilson is more talented than all these guys. Why are we so sure the Steelers are adding another wide receiver? Is Roman Wilson more talented than all these guys? There's a big step when you get into the NFL. And, you could be, I don't have the analogy, but you can dominate in the college game and have a tough time transitioning to the NFL, especially a rookie receiver. I'm not, sure, he's a Michigan guy, so maybe he can do it. Maybe. Let's move on. Let's talk some Najee. at Palage157, Joe Palladini. Some of you literally don't see value in players, and it's so annoying. Why wouldn't you want Najee Harris to retire a Steeler? The dude literally breeds the culture. You don't think the coaches and staff see and know that? Y'all reaching so hard, it's pathetic. I kind of feel that same way too, you know? I feel like Najee is culture. We know he's high character. We know when he was drafted, he was already doing so much work for homeless communities. I bought the hat, the NH hat. So I know culture isn't what wins football games, but I would hope that there's some plan to extend Najee. And I hope it's not all just wait and see. I don't like all this turnover. You know, I used to have a rule that I wouldn't buy a jersey unless it was Steelers for life. And then I got like a James Harrison. I didn't really stick to my guns on that. I got an AB because someone was giving it away on Facebook. But, you know, who are those guys? On offense, there's nobody. Yeah, defense, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward. Is Minka? I guess so. I guess Minka counts. But on offense, man, there's so much turnover. And, you know, I can't, if we lose Najee, like, it makes it harder to connect, for me at least. Like, I connect with the guys who stick around. I don't know. I just don't, you know. I want Najee more. I want Najee for another contract. But not everyone agrees with me. At Big A Rashad Ahmad. The 1,000 yards in 3 seasons stats is overrated for 3 reasons. 1, teams don't use their running backs as workhorses, so they don't get carries. 2, teams use running backs more diversely between rushing and receiving. 3, running backs happen to be more efficient in the total touches they get. Are these even true points? I mean, yeah, maybe teams don't use running backs as workhorses, so they don't get the carries, but there's a reason what only 18 players have had in all of NFL history have had 1,000 yards in their first 3 seasons. There, you know, that no Steeler, Najee's the first. So you can be like, oh, his stats don't matter. And yeah, if we're playing fantasy, maybe I'm not drafting Najee. You know how many stupid fantasy people in my DMs being like, oh, I drop him. He sucks, all this. It's like fantasy isn't reality. Although maybe this week we're in bizarro land. Maybe it is. Maybe we want dudes who just are stat monsters. Well, you tell me that 3 1,000 yard seasons in a row isn't a stat monster? Never happened before for Pittsburgh. Only 18 times in NFL history? 19? I don't know. So, I don't know. We've seen what he can do. We've seen the stiff arms. We've seen the quads. Although he's looks like he's trimming down, so maybe the glutes and quads aren't there yet. But oh gosh, you know what? Let's take a break. We'll get to the second half. I've got this Kenny Pickett conspiracy that I didn't even know existed, but it turned its head this week, turned its ugly head, reared its ugly head. And wouldn't you know it, there's some national media people who love to spread the drama. And I'll share that with you. And, maybe some other fun stuff coming up in the second half of What Chin's Talking About. I know Willie Parker.
Hey, it's Kaylee Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Second half. The very berry month of May. Are they still doing that at Eaton Park? If you're an Eaton Park eater, diner, let me know if they still do a very berry month of May. Although I was never a pie guy. I was a cookie guy. Dude, the Eaton Park in Uniontown, Pennsylvania was the hangout in the 90s. And I would just go and just order a cookie and just sit there and chill. And that has nothing to do with these crazy Kenny conspiracies. Let's get to at Steeler Nation. Steeler Nation. Insider claims no one knows half of the truth to what was going on with Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh. So here we go. Known, I don't know if they're rivals, but it seems like Tomlin sometimes is curt with her. I'm talking about Aditi Kinkabobla, Bobla of CBS Sports, and she went on a Browns podcast. So you know everyone's gonna be a little homer to their hosts, I guess. So here's her quote about Kenny Pickett on this Browns podcast. Sorry, I don't know the name of it. Quote, if you even knew, and we can talk about this offline. So I hate this. Like, yeah, we can talk about this offline. You have something to say? Tell us all. You have something to report? Tell us. You're a CBS reporter. You don't have the confirmation to report it? Then maybe you don't want to spread innuendo offline. You know? Maybe do some digging and confirm it and make it a big story. But no, okay. Quote, Aditi on CBS of CBS Sports, quote, if you even knew, and we can talk about this offline, if you even knew half of what he was dealing with here, Kenny, I'm not willing to say he was a complete and total bust. He was not the right fit, and he was not the right thing here. Let's wait until his career is over before classifying him as a bust. Well, he's a Steeler bust because he quit on the team. He could have competed with Russell Wilson. He could have won the job, or he could have sat this year and come back next year. Who knew? Many, many things could have happened, but Kenny chose to quit. So that's why he's a Steelers bust. Is his career a bust yet? No, but let's get frank, man. He's backing up an MVP caliber quarterback in Philadelphia. So he's only going to get the chance if there's injury. And how many backups, you know, well, without saying Tom Brady, how many backups overtake the starter's job and then go on to become legendary? I don't know. Anyway. So Aditi knows all this stuff offline that he was dealing with. Well, what is she even talking about? Well, I went into the replies, and all these replies acted like it was common knowledge. Pardon me. All these replies acting like common knowledge, saying that Kenny's wife had an affair with Zach Gentry. Now, that was blowing my mind. I had never heard that, and I feel like I ingest more Steelers content than anyone out there. So I don't know how I missed all this, and people were just in the replies like it was common knowledge. So I was like, well, let me do some digging. Where did this come from? You know, let me see if I can take the step that maybe Aditi didn't want to do. So thankfully, over on Reddit, we've got user C-Jakama6075, who claims to work for the Steelers. 208 days ago, he posted, some bored housewife fancied herself a writer and created a Real Housewives of Pittsburgh fan fiction. It was deleted, but it created seeds of doubt and resentment inside the facility. So let's get it straight. A Reddit user created fan fiction, Real Housewives of Pittsburgh, and went on to claim that Kenny's wife was having an affair with Zach and Kenny was sleeping on, some said it was Mitch's couch, some said it was Muth's couch. And this went on Reddit, and people went with it, you know? And this isn't 4chan or 8chan, you know? This isn't all that bogus stuff, but it seems like it was spread in the same way. To the point where, according to C-Jakama6075, it created seeds of doubt inside the facility and resentment. People resenting Zach? Is that why he didn't make the cut? But this is not, you know, this is not true. Obviously, you can look at Amy. She's now Amy Pickett on Instagram. You can look at her Instagram. It's not, believe me, if, I don't know. You can see, I know people are fake on IG, but I think Kenny still follows Zach. It's just fake. It was fan fiction on Reddit. But today, people think it's part of the narrative. So I can't say if that's for certain what Aditi is talking about. You know, to think that we don't know the half of what he was dealing with. Well, what's the half? How bad could this other half be? Must be bad enough that he quit on Mike Tomlin. Nobody quits on Mike Tomlin. Quesadilla Kenny. All right, let's end this early. I'm just not into it. I'm just not feeling it. Sorry. Band on the field. The Renegades have it made. I got to get Sticks Manager on the show. The Sticks Manager is from Pittsburgh, and I heard him in an interview talking about how special that was. All right, we got some odds and ends. And then I'll get some throat coat tea. Let's start with at @Jason_OTC. Jason OTC. Here are the teams with the highest percentage of players from 2023 not on an NFL offseason roster in 2024. And Steelers are third, 25% of the roster turnover. Now, I didn't do the, believe me, I've been laying in bed. I didn't do the research to see how does that compare in other years. But, 25% of the roster, and I think I read, it might be 10 new starters come week one, 10 different starters. I'm not real confident that roster turnover is conducive to winning. We always hear about how many returning starters are coming, we've got 10 returning starters. No one's ever like, oh, we've got, two returning starters, and that's a good thing. So 25% of the roster turnover, third highest in the league. And the others are like the Commander, not winning teams, the Commanders. So, don't expect this offense to be shooting lasers out of the gate. It just hasn't happened. We haven't had hot starts recently. And to think that with this much of a new roster, I think the same. I think it's going to have to, I think we're going to have to tamper our expectations or expect the defense to dominate. Is 2024 going to be like 2019, Ben's injured year? We just rely on defense, even with Russell Wilson? Well, this is probably my favorite take of the week. The Betts 93, Jeremy Betts. The above, talking about what we were just talking about, the turnover, that's all the more reason why coaching a 10-win season out of that group just further proves Mike Tomlin is an elite coach. Say what you want about the playoff issues, I get it, but it's an indisputable fact that Mike Tomlin consistently takes lesser rosters that, frankly, are overhyped by the fans to places that other coaches just can't. Right, all of this, We were on the doorstep with duck dodges. We were in the playoffs with old man Ben. We were in the playoffs with Mason Rudolph. That's on Mike. That's on Coach Tomlin, I think. That's, on Coach Tomlin. Putting together winning seasons out of some of these rosters. All right, one last thing. At Sean Fogarty 412, that Sean Fogarty. A summary of the Stormy Daniels testimony from this morning included this detail, which I did not previously know about. So Ben Roethlisberger came up in the Stormy Daniels testimony only because she said that she tried on a Super Bowl ring and two of her fingers could fit into the ring. Which I guess, just interesting. I think the average woman's ring size is like a 7.5. So if she got two fingers in there, she'd tell me like Ben wears like a size 15 ring. He just must have some mitts there. If a 5'7" woman can fit two rings into the finger. Surprisingly enough, Kenny Pickett could fit three fingers into Ben's ring. So, that was my best roast joke, I guess. Oh my gosh. I apologize for how the show went, but I got COVID. I guess that's what we've been talking about. We'll be back next week with everything you love, the songs, the dances, the gains, whatever. I don't even know what I do. I'm so loopy right now. But if you want to give me a follow on TikTok, I'm at Kyle Kreis. In the future, let's not cheese anything that it's not confirmed. But I'm hoping to have some guests coming up in the spring as we get closer to training camp. Just be good on the internet. You know, it's like, just just be cool. Just be chill. Because it's like we're all narcissists online, and it's like, it's just the worst of us. And like, that's all we show off publicly. That's why I'm not even on Meta. I'm not on Facebook. I mean, I have an account on there, but I don't check my Facebook. I try to stay off Instagram. I get a lot of DMs, but like, Meta doesn't make me feel good about myself. Twitter, I'm on, so for the hot takes. People are just spiteful on there. Reddit is spiteful too, but you know, I don't know. It's like, people are fans on Reddit at least. Blue Sky, I can't even. There's nothing good on Blue Sky. There's nothing good, but there's just not enough Steeler content. Blue Sky, or what's the other one? Just not enough Steeler content yet. YouTube, is that what I'm going to be next? Am I just going to start watching every Steelers YouTube video to find more hot takes? You know, our reigning hater of the year is now getting 5,000 views a day. And, you know, we're here getting 5 clicks a day maybe on this show. I don't know. So that means I got to up the game. I get it. I got to, like Coach says, you know, it's all about doing unique things if you're trying to expect unique results. So that's the challenge. That's a challenge for me. And I will step up to the challenge. If it's the last thing I do. All right. Gosh. Like, was this a waste of your day? I'm sorry. I will, hey, just remember, you know, when you're out there in the world, just remember to listen to your coach.
Be the best selves. That's going to be required.
Stay in school.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.